This is a couple of years of continuous songwriting where I took some time out, concentrated on this album. It's real, it's very real and emotional and has great catchy choruses that you want to sing all the time. And it's a real sort of story about my life and what I've been through, what I feel, and then with my sort of years of writing songs and putting melodies together.
That's what we say. Happened before, could happen again.
But it's come from a pretty dark place. Can you tell me about the 2 years leading up to where we are now?
Yes, I had a mining accident, and when I went to put my claim in, I was sort of like dismissed, so I was in a pretty low place, lost a lot of stuff that I'd worked many years to acquire, and I had to leave the town and ended up living in my sister's house and living under her house, and my guitar was my saviour. And at the time I wasn't mentally strong enough to go out and face the world, so luckily I had my passion for my guitar and sat under her house and just wrote 10 plus hours a day. Then a friend had heard my music and asked if I wanted to come and stay up in the bush out of Toowoomba, and he had a big shed, which was just the greatest place to write songs in, because I could just walk in that shed and close the door and it was like a big studio.
And so how did you end up in Cairns?
When I received the verdict from the judge, which was a no, not in my favour, I needed to go somewhere where I felt that I could start again, and I had great friends and Cairns is home for me, and jumped on a plane straight to my great friend who's a saxophone player and started to heal from that day on. The friend that I had in the bush, he sold a house and just believed that I should be heard, and he said he would do what he could to get my music out there. So he flew up from out of Toowoomba, and we ended up finding Damien on the internet. That's how we met Damien, and we recorded 3 songs.
I'll know there'll come a time when I will say goodbye someday.
My name's Damien Cadotto, engineer at Purple Sound Recording Studios. Pete came in to record some tunes at the end of last year, 2010. Another mate of his who was backing his songs, and they were really great songs. So we recorded some acoustic numbers and some full band numbers. Yeah, some really, really great tunes, and they turned out fantastic.
I've worked in quite a few other studios, paid a lot of money, and I was so happy with his product for the time we spent. They're going on the album. 2 of the 3 that we did are going on this album.
And since then, you've had some other setbacks. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, I am. Come to Cairns, my friend come up, we recorded Damien's studio, and then just about to commence work in a mine in Mackay, and I noticed a growth on my tonsils. So I went to the doctors, they took my tonsils out, well, my left tonsil, and when they were taking that out, they found a growth. They biopsied it and come back a week later saying that I have throat cancer. Now I have to tackle that situation, and then that's where we're in the studio in the last couple of weeks, because as soon as I found out, I rang Damien. I had no funds or anything, and he turned around and offered me the studio free of charge. Just amazing, and it's been just the greatest time of my life, and it's going to be the strength that I need to get through this time to come back and continue my music and writing and my future. Cancer is so personal to everybody and affects everyone, I'm sure, in different ways, and children do it so much harder than what we do it. But if you have that strength and that support around you, you're going to be so much stronger.
So what did it mean when Damien said, look, I'll help out?
Greatest day of my life. It's just showed me what a human can do and a person, and it's just great. He's a businessman too. He's got bills to pay, and the amount of time he's given and the dedication and what he's put into it, it's amazing. I'm very, very blessed.
I couldn't help but notice your fingers. Tell me about these fingers you've got.
Okay, on my left hand, I was an apprentice. I lost 3 digits in my 2 middle fingers. I was working with an old experienced boiler maker, and we're working on a guillotine, and he had the foot switch, and being a first year, very hyperactive, eager accomplice trainee, I was down one end of the guillotine, he was down the other, and we were cutting 2 pieces of metal on one machine, which is very incorrect, but we continued cutting. He had more cuts when my piece of metal had finished its amount of cuts, and his name was Bawley Bob. I'm going to move my piece of metal. Bawley Bob acknowledged me with a yes. I proceeded to move the scrap that was left off the bench of the guillotine. Bawley Bob thought that I had completed that task and pushed the button. I heard the click, grabbed my hand back as fast as I could. Unfortunately, the rams connected with my fingers and digits went flying from my hand. And I lifted my hand up and it was smashed, and the knuckles that were hit were squashed. Had band rehearsal that day, so that hurt a little bit.
It certainly doesn't seem to have stopped you being a guitar player at all, though, has it?
It was hard. I had to apply myself. I changed hands because I had more fingers on my right hand, but I could never get the feel. And then I thought, no, I'm going back to the original. I'm going to just practice. And we practice, and I practice. And now I've got my own style. And, yeah, very lucky that I've developed this ability to play lead guitar. I played lead guitar in every band I've been in and then write songs. I know you're with someone else, still you talk to
me. Maybe you haven't made your choice. This could be your first and possibly last album. What do you want to give people? What do you want people to take from this album?
Enjoyment is number one, and I want them to listen to the words and the stories, and I just want them to go, oh, gee, I like that album. Gee, I want that. I want to hear that song again. Down the track, I might get my voice back or sound a bit like Joe Cocker. Yeah, and then, look, I'll always keep believing that I'm going to get my voice. I'm going to keep working towards it. But if that's not to be, then that's what has been set out for me, and I'm going to accept it. What I did with my fingers, I didn't give up, and I won't give up with what I'm left with. I can hear it in your voice.